Dice. It's coming up in about 10 minutes here on Joe McKenzie. We're going to go live on Instagram, so if you would like to watch how it goes down, it's kind of exciting. The rolling of the dice to decide who will face the box of shame tomorrow. Follow us. It's Joe and McKenzie. McKenzie, you found a new app this is for parents. Is this right? Kind of get them to answer their phone?
Yeah, this is really cool. Okay, so it's called the Reply ASAP. This new app, it freezes your kiddo's phone until they answer your messages. So if your kid has a cell phone, a father invented this. Think of his son not replying to his text messages, and so he created this app. The app essentially takes over the phone screen and sounds an alarm and won't stop until the text or call is answered.
Wow, I can think of someone in my life that I would love to use this for, and I work with them.
Okay, take it easy, Joe. I'm sure everyone in my life is like listening to this and wants to get this for me. If I was a teenager, I would be mortified if my parents did this. I would be mortified, but at the same time, I was a teenager that never, ever, 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 ever responded to my parents. Like, I never responded to their text messages. I never answered their calls when I was out or anything like that. So I get what it's for, and I think it can be productive. I would have just hated it.
This is my thing. Well, give us a call if you would get this app. 833-563-2539. If you think this is a good idea, if you're going to get it. I say if I'm paying for this cell phone, when I'm texting you, I'm calling you, you're picking up.
Sometimes we're busy.
I can't make you pick up then. Dang it. But like, my plan won't work.
What if you're in the middle of class or something and you get a text and you don't respond? So now this alarm is just going to be going off in class?
Well, parents know
that. You know
that. Also, I figured this is probably for teenagers. Yeah. Like, I don't think any college students have this. So if you're a teenager and you're in high school, your parents know when you're in school.
Yeah, guys, I'm talking about first cell phones. I mean, although, when you're 12, 13, 14, 15, I mean, you know, you just can't ignore your parents
forget
anymore.
Kids. My wife would love this. I get so busy at work and I need to work on it because it means a lot to her. She like texts me and I'm like, I'm too busy. Like, I'm working. Like, I'm busy till at least 11, 12 o'clock doing stuff here at work, trying to get my crap done. So I like to get out of work. As much as I love this show, I like to go home as soon as I can and relax. And like, I do such a terrible job of replying to her. If this happened, guys, you hear an alarm every day.
So you're constantly on your phone. That shocks me that you don't reply to Lindsay.
Shh, quit saying that.
You're constantly, he texts 24/7.
You do. And I kind of get what he means though, but I'm the same way. Like, I have to be on my phone for obviously this job. I'm like on my phone. I'm constantly posting stuff, whatever, I'm editing videos. And then I have to be on my phone for my other job. I have to be like curating a playlist, listening to hours of music a day, like making graphics. So it's like when I don't have to be on my phone for my jobs, I don't like to be. So sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I'll go to my text messages and I'll have like 25 texts from like 4 p.m. the day before that I just have not looked at, have not opened.
I feel like I just get trapped in group texts. Like, you guys, like you and Chops need to take your combo when you're like, cool, let's just talk about disc golf or Call of Duty. We talk about cable. Like, I was in the middle of a business deal yesterday and everyone's texting back and forth about cable, like Chops getting cable. And I was like, ugh.
That's him.
So I'm like, you guys need
That's
to not,
not
group
me.
Text because it'll say McKenzie has exited and I don't want to be a B. But I'm like, I'm over here doing like a deal and it's like, hey, I'm a
McKenzie.
Let's go disc golfing.
McKenzie
like,
is tired of you texting the group about things that are not important.
Like, no, Joe like, does what? It too. It's not
I
just
I do
Chops.
Not. What do I do?
Well, I will say Liv never does it.
Well, Liv never does anything. Liv doesn't do anything. It's not fair. Let's go to Billion. What's going on? What do you want to say?
Good morning. I have a 13-year-old son sitting next to me who never responds to my text message or phone call. I heard you say it on the first break. I went ahead and got the app, downloaded it to his phone, and he's mad as all get out.
Ah, you just did it right now?
Right now.
Okay.
What have you tried to do before this app? Like, what did you try to do to get them to actually respond to you? Like, was there a punishment? Did you take things away?
Well, I got him a watch that communicates to my watch. I got a GPS thing set to his phone. She put a GPS in his bicycle so that way I knew where he was and things like that. But this way he has to respond before he can respond back to his little friends and be like, yo, we're going to go play some video games over here at the Jimmy's house.
Now, we're going to talk about this coming up at 8, but he said he's 13. So when did he get his first cell phone? Did he just get that?
No, he's had it since he's been about 11 years old.
Okay, because my little one, she's about to turn 10, and I'm thinking it's almost that time, but I want to have apps like this. And if you missed it, again, it's called the Reply ASAP, so if they don't reply to you or text you, it'll freeze their screen until they do.
Now, here's the thing, and thank you for the call, Billy. I hear all the time that kids are able to work their way around the apps. Like, I bet you kids know how to get around this one, and not saying you wouldn't as a parent, but the kids are so sneaky, like whether it's YouTube or different, even TikTok probably has instructional things about how to get rid of the Reply ASAP app.
Not from the jump, though, because this is new. So spring it on them before they figure out how to get around it.
Can I see your phone real quick? Just real quick?
No.
I just want to put an app on there for you.
No way.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Who is ready to roll the dice and do Dare Dice live on our Instagram, Joe and McKenzie?
Oh, ready.
No.
All right. As you can tell, we're really excited. We'll do that after Lizzo. Good as hell.